Hi guys, welcome to the podcast, Dear Single Men. This podcast is hosted by Taye Maddox, and here's what he has to tell you.
Hello guys, what's up? How you doing? What's the mood? What's the attitude? What's the flow? What's the vibration? What's the lockdown situation? Like, where you are, what about now? Glad you could join me on this episode of Dear Single Men. I ask those questions just so you know that I care about how you're doing. Like, I really do care about how you're doing. So, I hope you're fine. I hope you're good. I hope you're staying safe. And I hope you're keeping it together, all right? I hope you're exercising. You're pulling those heavy weights. You're jogging every morning. You're eating right. You're being good. You're staying healthy. You're doing the right stuffs during this period. I mean, all over the world, it's all in a lockdown. So, guys, I hope you're doing good. So, to those who listened to the last episode, thank you very much. I got some reviews and comments. And I promised that today I'm going to answer a question somebody asked me. He said, the question is, Taye, which one are you, Taye or Taye? And I'm like, yo, it's Taye. It's Taye, you know, Yoruba, you know, it's Taye they call it. And of course, I don't know, some people now call me to Taye, but I've always preferred Taye. And but anyone you like, just feel free to call me. But for the purpose of branding, personalization and identity, and of course, what's my birth certificate? It's Taye. So please, I'm good with Taye. All right. So I hope that's sorted. Anyway, this name's Tine. Let's just leave that aside. But you know what to call me. Taye is just cool with me. Yeah. Today, I'm gonna begin this way, right? And it's gonna lead us into what I'm gonna be sharing with you today on today's episode of this podcast. But before I proceed, I experienced something during the course of the week, and I'd like to share that with you. It should be saying nobody holy pass. God, I just spoke pidgin right now. Okay, I promise not to use pidgin again. Like, I don't know why I find it hard to remove it from my vocabulary. Alright, but of course I'm going to correct that. Whatever I say in pidgin, just pardon me for the purpose of this episode. I just try to, I'm trying to pass the message across. All right, what I'm going to do is at the end of the episode, I'm going to put this in the description what those pidgin phrase, what it meant. I'll put it on the description. All right, so that's that. Thank you for being with me. So, a friend of mine, a girl, a lady, messaged me and like, after she got the news that it's going to be another 2 weeks of lockdown in Nigeria as declared by the federal government in their president's speech. And I was like, Taye, she was like this, Taye, it's going to be another 14 days of lockdown. How have you been coping? Won't you need company? I'm offering myself to keep your company during this period. I looked at that message and I was like, hey, Omo, this is serious, man. I knew she was joking because she's my friend. I know she jokes a lot, alright? I just know. There's no ngati ngati or something. I sabi say this lady the joke. She was just trying to play with my emotions. So she wanted to get my reaction and capitalize on it or make fun of me or make jest or whatever it is she was trying to achieve sending me that message. Not only did she send me a text message on WhatsApp, she sent a voice note as well to tell me that Taye, I'm free and I just need, I feel they're gonna need good company. I'm like, what did you do this babe self? I mean, what is wrong with her? So guess what? I sat down, I looked at the message and I'm like, I tried to process everything. I'm like, okay, I just need to give this lady just one response. And then I picked up my phone. I said, hey, do you want to get pregnant? If not, don't send me this kind of message again. And I put an emoji, lol. And that was it. The next thing she was like, Taiwo, you can't do that. You're a good guy. Of all guys I know, like, you can't get me pregnant. You will say I don't visit your hostel before. I remember spending the night in your room and you didn't even touch me. I was like, this girl knows Sabu in the soap, Abby. What I meant is she doesn't know what's going on. Like, the fact that I didn't do anything that it doesn't mean that I didn't want to do anything. I mean, let's be frank with ourselves here. So, what am I trying to say? Right? She's my friend. She was just playing around and I had to give her a very sincere response. Right? That if you come around, you're gonna get pregnant. And then she was like, hey, I've had to sleep in your hostel before and nothing happened. Well, the truth is this, as guys, I feel that we need to tell ladies that, hey, the fact that you sometimes come to my hostel or visit my space to sleep, to spend the night, and then I do not do anything, we do not have anything together, doesn't mean that I do not have emotions running inside of me or I do not feel like doing something. You know, I know that we've been told to respect ladies, do not mess up their spaces and all of that. As a responsible girl, we are not supposed to do that. The point I'm bringing out here is this. We must come to terms with expressing how we feel. You know, we live in a patriarchal society where men are told to act like men, be strong, be bold, keep it together. And what have we done to ourselves? We've molded our feelings. We've mutated our feelings. Oh, yeah. We've rendered them, you know, we've rendered ourselves almost incapable of feeling anything. So I told her that, hey, young lady, the fact that I didn't do anything that day doesn't mean that I didn't want to. I had to come to terms with that. And I told her that this was how I felt. Even the fact that you had to sleep with me, you had to sleep beside my bed. I told you that, man. You know, I was just exercising self-control and all of that. It is not easy to look away. These are some situations that some of us have found ourselves as guys and, you know, thank God we pulled through the night and nothing happened. But in the real sense, it doesn't take away the fact that we feel like doing something. We feel this way. Look, it's good to have self-control, but we can't deny that we feel something at some point. So, this brings us to what we're going to be discussing today, alright? Expressing yourself. Coming to terms with expressing how you feel as a guy. How you feel. Having conversations with your fellow guy about how you feel and about your state of mind. Did you understand? So, that's going to be our line of thought today. All over the world, men have always have to listen to this phrase over and over again. Hey, don't be a man, act like a man. Can't you just be, can't you just act like a guy? Can't you be a man? Why are you crying? You know, perhaps, for example, someone lost his mom and then this guy just bursted into laughter and then the big elders in the house, the big brothers are like, come on, stop crying, Junior, why are you crying? Keep it in together, be a man. If you are crying, what should your sister be saying? I beg, enough of that. And what happens? We begin to our thermometer that measures our feelings begins to read zero. And that's what happens. So over time, men all over the world have developed a thick skin towards when it comes to talking about how they feel, expressing themselves, and, you know, having meaningful conversations that will help them, that give them the opportunity to actually talk about themselves. But the question now is, why is it that guys don't like to talk about how they feel? Why don't you like to talk about how we feel? Now, I think number one reason is because of the foundation of our society, our patriarchal, our societies, our world is, we don't like to be seen as weak and vulnerable. No, 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 no. no man wants to be seen like that. I mean, we want to always be seen as we're always in charge. We are powerful. You know, the real man is a strong man. The real man is a provider. The real man is a man in authority. The real man is the ultimate decision maker. Is economically, educationally, physically, and politically dominant. So, and as a result of this, why should I tell her? I don't want you to see me as vulnerable or someone that needs help. And for crying out loud, don't we need help? As men, we need help. We need to begin to admit that this is how I feel about this thing. I'm not happy about this. This is my mental state of mind. Look what just happened. I just lost my job. Talk about it. You know, instead of going to bar to drink, instead of engaging in other activities just to forget about how you're feeling or just to compartmentalize your feelings. We are good at doing that, the Lord, as men. So, this is one of the reasons why men do not really talk about how they feel. And it's rooted in the foundations of our society that encourages men not to talk. Right from a very tender age, men have always been told, be a man, act like a man. I saw a video, to buttress my point about this patriarchal society that we live in. I saw a video of a young boy, about 5 years old. His father took him to the hospital for immunization, and as soon as he was injected with the vaccine, he was screaming and shouting, and then his father said, hey, come on, don't cry, hey, don't cry, you're a man, see, I'm a man, I'm a big boy. And then this guy started shouting, the 5 year old boy, yes, I'm a man, I'm a big boy, I do not cry, a 5 year old boy. And that's his father telling him how to be a man, how a man ought to behave. A man should not cry. A man should not show that he has emotions. Come on, no. These model men I would always talk about, we are these men who will always talk about how we feel. So, the fact that we talk about how we feel does not make us vulnerable. I mean, it doesn't at all. It doesn't. So, we are trying to change everything. We are trying to redefine everything. And, you know, I'm glad that there have been conversations, there have been a lot of movement, social media and all of those other things that is now encouraging men to talk. And I'm using this opportunity to also encourage single guys to talk, no matter the foundation no matter your background or how you grew up, who you grew up with, it's important that you begin to talk as well. Secondly, why is it that men do not like to talk about how they feel? Do you know? Let me tell you why. It's because we do not have male figures to talk to. Yes, that's one of the reasons why we don't like to talk about how we feel. Who can I go to? Will I talk to dad? Dad, that, you know, it really holds conversation with. You know, so why? I mean, most guys, especially African men, right? According to facts, stats, observations, surveys, and research, most African men have a bonding with their mothers. Do you know why? Because their mothers pay attention to them, their mothers listen to them more than their fathers. But that is the reason why men, we don't really talk about how we feel again, because, like, loud, there is no male figure to always talk to. And if you don't have a babe or if you don't have a mom, then what do you talk to? Keep it to yourself. So these are some of the reasons why men do not really talk. And the reason why men also do not talk about how they feel is because men have this mindset that we have it all figured out together. Many times I've had so many guys say, man, I got this. Trust me, I got this. I got this. I've been in that situation before. I remember vividly, I have two very close friends, Femi and Emmanuel. We'll be in the same room together, and I won't have a dime on me to, you know, to eat or something. I was going through some tough moments at some point as a final year student in school, and these guys were my roommates. They were my guys. They were my cool friends, like my tight friends, like brothers. But do you know what? I hate to admit that I don't have something. I do not like it. I suffered from that as well. So I know how it feels not to talk about her. I know how it feels not to talk about how, you know, I know what it means not to talk about how we feel as guys. And I'll never open up. This guy said, "Tao, would you like to buy anything?" Like, "No, I'm fine. I'm good." So instead of me admitting that, "Hey guys, money no dey my hand, could you please just buy something for me?" I'd rather say no and be hungry all through the night. It got to a point that they observed this, and then they had to call me to that, "Tao, why do you keep doing this? You like talking." And they helped me appreciate, you know, talking and expressing myself, talking about how I feel, you know, being vulnerable, showing that I'm vulnerable. And it's really important. We have to begin to talk. We have to begin to express how we feel. So, guys, that leads us into today's conversation. We have to talk about our feelings. We need to understand our behavior in terms of our emotions and, you know, all of these things that make us, that would help us to become better men. We have to be comfortable with who we are as men. So what is the solution, guys? What can we do? How can we encourage, you know, guys to talk? So if you're a lady and you're listening to this, I guess it's gonna help you a lot. So what can a man do? What can a woman do to help a guy to talk? Now, one thing that we must understand is this, all right? Let's just acknowledge the fact that it's very difficult for a guy to confide in someone. I gave an example of myself. You know, when I was low on cash and my friends would ask me if I needed to buy food, and I would tell them, "No, I'm filled up." And yet, I don't have any cash on me. So, let's acknowledge that it can be very difficult for guys to confide in someone or even ask for help when he's having problems. Sincerely, in my own example, I'd rather go hungry than ask my neighbor or my friend that, "Hey, please give me money." That was me before, but these days, no, I'm coming out of it, and I'm happy at the progress that I'm making. I remember there was a time my charger got burnt, and somebody close to me have that exact same charger. But to ask was a big problem. I had to go through. The person is like a mentor to me. I had to go through his wife that, "Hey, please, could you please say, I need a favor." You need to see the way I had to package what I have to say, because I needed to borrow a charger. Man, guys, we really need help. So one thing that we can do to help guys to talk is just acknowledge. When you know that it can be difficult for a guy to know how to talk, to confide in someone, ask for help, you know, when he's having problems, you know how, you know, you won't be caught unawares or surprised when, you know, it takes a while for the guy to talk or express how he feels. Secondly, never assume. I mean, whether you're a guy or you're a woman, never assume that, you know, guys are good at talking about problems, even though sometimes we won't talk. We are really bad at talking about our problems. Like I said, we always want to be seen as having everything figured out. So, are you paying attention? I really like you to get this. So, to help a man understand his feelings and also help him to talk, come to terms with who he is, his emotions as a man, it's important that. Just know, it's difficult for us to share our problems. Don't assume that he's good at talking about his problems. Men, nada. We're not good at it. We always like to keep to ourselves. Men, if you think ladies are complex, men are complex. You know, there have been a lot of stories, research, conversations about facts and stats that men are complex. Even books. Why women are complex than men. But do you know, men are as complex as women. It's the fact, it's the truth. It's a fact, it's the truth. A man can be having problems and he can still go and take, still go and drink at the bar. Isn't that somehow complex to you? And then he comes to me and then he's watching TV and football. He's lost his job, but you don't even know why, because he doesn't even look it. Isn't that complex enough? Now, if you want to help a man to, on the third point here, if you want to help a man to, if you want to encourage him to talk about his feelings, when you come together with this man, right, one thing that we should do is, when you're starting this conversation, you know, we are talking about encouraging men to talk about how they feel, you know, helping men to come to terms with that behavior, right? I mean, us, we give him time to gather his thoughts and find the right words. It's important. Don't be too quick to jump in and ask the next question. It should not be an interview. Make it conversation. It shouldn't be as if he's in a therapy. Let him talk. No, have a natural flow of conversation. And the moment the guy gets comfortable, the moment guys get comfortable with talking, expressing himself, trust me, you have set the tap loose and it doesn't stop. It just keeps flowing. This is because you have given him a sign that you are really interested in what he has to say and that, you know, you're cool with him talking and expressing himself. So allow him time. Allow us time to get our thoughts. Don't just bombard us with questions. Oh, I noticed this, I noticed that. No. Just feel free to talk to me about it. I want to listen to you. I know it's hard for you to talk about this to me, but really, I'd like to share in your pains, whatever problem it is. Why don't you share? This is a deal breaker for any guy. Do you understand? So these are just some of the things that I believe that is going to help a man to talk about, encouragement to talk, and also very important. And then, you know, just moving on, quite a number of people have mentioned that guys are comfortable talking with ladies than their fellow guys. Yes, it is very true. Now, guy to guy, when was the last time you had a real conversation with your male friend? Like your male friend, let's do a very short survey. Go through your messaging app, your instant messaging app. When was the last time you held a long chat with a male friend of yours, talking about, you know, your emotions, how you feel, and all of that? Don't say it is, what are we talking about? No, don't say that. We need to talk as guys. We need to talk about how we feel. We need to talk about our mental health. Do you know that according to stats, men commit suicide than women? It's alarming. That's because men go through a lot of depression, but because of the masculinity facade and the patriarchal society that we live in has masked all of this. And then there's a lot of focus on women and all of that. No beef, but of course we should say this. There's a lot of focus on women and then the men are just left out. I mean, you agree with me on that? So just do that survey. When was the last time you held a conversation with a friend? I mean, we need to start talking to ourselves as guys. We need to start holding conversations with ourselves as guys. See, forget about, okay, job and all of that. How are you feeling? What's your mental state at this point? What's your emotional state at this point in time? We must encourage ourselves to talk, guys. I mean, it's important. Let's have a garden of guys whereby we have deep conversations, heart-to-heart conversations. Look, the reason why quite a number of ladies come out of depression easily is because they have people that they can confide in. Yeah. A lady may not confide with her boyfriend or her fiance or her husband, whatever the case may be, but she can confide. That is something about women. They know how to, you know, talk to each other, hold meaningful conversations with one another. they have a closure. Men, where do we get closure? No, we get closure from drinks. We get closure from, you know, one night stands and all of those other things that we do when we're having rough moments in our life. But meanwhile, we can get closure with our male friends. I want to encourage us, I want to urge us to begin to do that. We can get closure with our male friends by talking about how we feel. I share with you my own experience, and this has helped me a lot. If I'm in need of something that I do not have, I do not see myself as vulnerable when I ask for help. That, hey, I'm a bro, I need this thing. I beg, if you help me, I'll ask. Do you understand? I think we need to really start, you know, coming out to express ourselves. A friend of mine once says, he says that expression how you feel is a good form of therapy in its own way. Yeah. So, why females, women, have closure from their female counterparts, men, we are looking at having closure with females, and you know, that's not what we're talking about here. We need to also have closure with our male friends, with our male folks. Let's talk to ourselves. Let's call a meeting. Let's gather around over a bottle of drinks. Let's go on the vac, just all guys, and then we'll talk about real life issues. This is how we're feeling. It helps our mental health. I mean, that was a time me and my friends, my close friends, Femi and Emmanuel, after our final exams as undergraduates, we went out to an eatery to just eat and chill and, you know, no babe, because we are singles, but we enjoyed our company. Yes, we had time to talk about deep stuffs, how we're feeling, and so many other things. I know it's difficult for us guys to talk about how our feelings, but really, it will do us more good when we come to terms with who we are. Let's leave this traditional concept, traditional template for masculinity, for manhood. Man, we don't talk. Man, we do not have emotions. We are meant to keep our emotions and how we feel under lock. No, we are not that kind of men. So, from now on, your circle of friends, guys, encourage, push for conversations, push for closure. You talk about the problems. If you're going through something, find your fellow guy, I'm feeling like this, talk. And if you are the guy that is being confided in, don't say that guy, that one will pass. No, feel what this guy feels, even though it's true that sometimes you do not have capacity to feel. But really, in my research, I read that from the age of 3 months to about 14 years, that male children have their emotions more prominent than female. That it is by the time they are approaching 15, 16 that, you know, they begin to tell them, hey, that begins to change. That should tell you that something must have happened. So it also tells you that we have the capacity to feel what others feel, to feel for our fellow men. So as guys, we need to begin to have this closure like the ladies have amongst themselves. We need to do that too. We need to encourage conversations. If something is going wrong, I know we might want to figure out things on our own, but you are a strong man when you can still share your problems with other men around you. So I just want to urge you, alright? It's okay to talk about how you're feeling. It's okay to scream and shout. You had a bad day. You know, it's okay to talk about how you feel. It's okay to talk about how somebody disrespected you and that I've got to thinking about your life that, if I had this car, if I had this, would this person have been talking to me like this? That thing inside your mind you've been pondering, spit it out. Tell your fellow man that, guy, something do me today and I don't like him at all. I hope you get this point. We need to encourage men to talk. If you are a female, encourage your man to talk as well. Do all of these things. Urge him to talk about how he feels. You have to be interested in him. So, dear single ladies, right? Talk to your dear single men. Encourage them that, hey, young man, I know that I don't like to talk about your problems, but really, I love to hear them, you know. So let's break free from this traditional concept of masculinity, of manhood, and what have you. Let's embrace this new model man that talks about his feelings. I vividly remember Jesus here. I like that man Jesus a lot, because he's an example of someone who, I'm talking about his humanity now, not his divinity, right? He's a person, you should know that. He's a human being just like us. Now, I remember, at some point in his life, he was going through tough and difficult times. He was always talking, he was always sharing his burdens with people around him. Yes, read through the scriptures. You will find at every point in time that whenever Jesus was in trouble of any kind, was thinking about something, he was always talking about it. He was always expressing himself. And even the Holy Book admonishes us, come, let us reason together. If God, in all his mightiness, desires conversation, he desires that we converse and have, talk and discussions with him. So that's that about that. So who are we not to have conversations with ourselves as brothers? Why can't we? So enough of just hanging out with the boys and drinking beers and all of that. That is good. But when we hang out, what do we talk about? Is it babes? All of those things. I know those talks are good, but really, hey guy, I know Kai Money with you. You go sponsor me. Talk him. We have to encourage men to talk about these things. How about how they feel? Enough of telling men, be a man. No. If you have to cry when you're hurt about something, please cry. And cry shamelessly. Cry like you do not care. Just cry. Just express yourself. You are man. Those tear glands are there so that you can cry. Do you understand that? I hope this will give you a new perspective as regards sharing your sharing how you feel, expressing yourself, and letting those emotions out. Enough of holding back. Enough of keeping quiet about things that is hurting. Enough of telling yourself, I've got this figured out. No, we do not have everything figured out. Your dad must have heard that from your dad many, many years ago. But hey, I put it to you today. We guys, single guys, we do not have this thing figured out. We need closure. We need to express our feelings more. We need to come to terms with how we're feeling, with our emotions, our behaviors, our natural tendencies, and what have you. So please, as you go into a new day, as you stop listening to this podcast, I just want you to ponder on this. What do you stand to lose by sharing how you feel? Alright? You got nothing to lose. So in closing, I decided that I was going to end this on a very funny note. And of course, it's also in relation to what we've discussed today. Alright, I hope you've been able to gain one or two stars from what we've discussed today. Please do want to talk about how you feel. There's not a crime to cry. There's not a crime to be a man by talking how you feel. So real men talk about how they feel. Real men come to terms with their emotions. Real men smile. Yes. Real men seek closure from other men too. So bear that in mind. So that's the model man I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, just to buttress this point while I draw to a close. I saw a giveaway on Twitter, and boy, I had to swallow my pride though. Like, I needed money, man. I needed money. I did eventually win, but I dropped my account number. I appreciated that. Hey, me too. I need money, please. And guess how much to give you? Just one K. My God, these times are serious times, man. Everyone is on a lockdown, but really. But you know what? if it was me few months ago, I wouldn't have done that. Never would I. Never, never could I, should I, would I. I never would have done that. But hey, man, I did it, and although I didn't win anything, but you know, I laughed at myself that, wow, Tao said you could do this. I felt good about myself. Like, wow. I just felt the baby or the boy in me just leap up for joy that, hey, yeah, you got that boy in you. He's still there, still there. You get, so, you know, let that boy in you express himself. Don't kill that boy. Just allow your boy to, allow the boy in you to express himself. So please, nobody will kill you if you talk about how you feel. Alright, so cheers to you, cheers to me, cheers to us becoming modern men, and all to all the ladies in our lives, encourage us to talk to all our friends, male friends, encourage us to have meaningful conversations. Cheers to your improvement. This has been Tao Majek. See you guys in the next episode. And you can do well to, you know, follow me on all social platforms. I'm on Twitter at Tao Majek, Facebook and Instagram Majek Kudumitao. So you can do well to just holler me, and of course we can get talking from there. Ciao ciao. Enjoy the lockdown and stay safe.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Dear Single Men. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, comment, and subscribe. You can connect with Tayo Majek on various social media platforms, on Facebook and Instagram at Majek Odumitayo.